here on CNN, thanks to Barbara Starr and her excellent reporting. Was it linked to the release of that video, which sort of showed 100 of these guys, Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, boasting on pretty dramatic video?
Well, you know, there has been a little bit of a tug and war in the administration, even those of us in the National Security Committees in Congress, about what that, how to get that policy right. There has been a little bit of a pullback on some of these airstrike operations targeting individuals we know to be dangerous to the United States. So it's not directly related. It has an impact. So when you see that, it is a psychological boost to Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. They've had these meetings before, and you have to remember the hardest part of this is not the airstrike portion of this event. It's all of the intelligence gathering that goes into it. And it is significant. And most people don't get to see that, and rightly so. But it is very sophisticated, very significant. We have people who have worked on these problems for years and years, become experts on individuals and compounds and where they go, so that you make sure that if there is an airstrike ordered, it is exactly right, has very little civilian collateral damage. And so when you see a case like this, it wouldn't be just a short-term event. This would be something that had a long lead-up, could be weeks, months, even years in some cases.
On this issue of drone strikes, you support the administration?
Absolutely. I think they're doing exactly the right thing. Now, in some cases, I think they've pulled back too far, which we can probably talk about
another time. We'll talk about that another time. Congressman Rogers, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.